Now, when we train people to perform IDTs for malaria, the people we train are usually quite surprised by the errors they commit themselves. Here's a short list of common errors that we frequently observe. The first error will be that people did not check if the blood sampling type they used is actually compatible with the test. Did you check the expiry date of your test pouch? And how do you know if the test was only exposed to the temperatures it's allowed to be exposed to? Did you use the correct buffer? Well, I explained to you the principle of a rapid diagnostic test earlier, and I said that it can be transferred to other infectious diseases. So does it matter if you use a buffer from a kit of to detect syphilis on a kit to detect malaria? Yes, it does. Because the antigen-antibody reaction I explained to you earlier, which is like a key in the lock, depends on the conditions it's in. It will only work if the pH, the salt, the amount of detergent in the buffer, and the blocking agent are adapted to the antigen-antibody reaction we are talking about. And it will be different for every antigen and antibody. That means that on different kits, you cannot use the same buffer. And even for kits that detect the same antigen, you have to use a buffer that was provided with the kit. Also, you should use the right volume of buffer, which is why you have to hold the vial perpendicular, which means in a 90 degree angle to your cassette. Because these dropper bottles are designed to give the right volume of a drop only in that manner. Why does it matter if we use an incorrect volume of buffer? Well, that is because the buffer serves two purposes. One is to give the right equilibrium for the antibody-antigen reaction to happen in, which is why you need the right amount of buffer. But the other one is that the buffer also lyses the red blood cells. So if you use too little buffer, the red blood cells will not be correctly lysed, which means they can block the test and hamper the migration, or the background will not be completely clear and it will not be possible to correctly read out your test. Here you see why the right buffer is really important, because you have tests where even if you use tap water without blood or any buffer, you will have a false positive reaction. So you need the right conditions and the right buffer to have the right results. Otherwise, you might have dangerously false results. Did you position the buffer and the blood in the right well? This you have to check with your leaflet, of course. Sometimes the buffer and the blood well will be the same. In case you don't know, the well where you put the blood will always be the one that's closer to your reading window, because the buffer has to be deposited behind that in order to flush the blood onto the membrane. Did you respect the time of the reading? This you have to check in your leaflet again, because some tests might have different reading times than others. You have to respect the minimum time of reading, meaning you should not read your test before the time elapsed that it needs to develop. But secondly, it is really important to respect the maximum time of reading, which we will explain later. Did you use the right quantity of blood? Why is this so important? The first reason is again because the buffer and the blood have to be in the right equilibrium. Otherwise, the blood will not be correct. The other reason is that if you use too little blood, obviously, you will have less antigen, which means that you will decrease the sensitivity of your test. Did you check that the control line was properly visible? Otherwise, your test is invalid. And finally, did you run your test on a flat surface? This might seem a bit surprising, but let's imagine you hold your test pointing upwards. What will happen is that the migration will be slower because it has to go against gravity. A slower migration means that there's a longer contact time between the antigen and the antibody, which can lead to false positive results. On the other hand, if you hold your test pointing downward, the migration will be faster because it is boosted by gravity. In that case, the contact time will be shorter and you might have false negative results.